Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley, and I do appreciate you budgeting time into your schedule for us today. And we're going to start off the show talking a bit about just that, budgeting. And we'll be doing that with Mark Robertson. Mark, thanks for taking some time this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. It's been a nice holiday break, so I'm looking forward to getting back to work, but also moving forward with the Dave Ramsey Financial Peace University classes that we have going on today.
Yeah, and that's what we wanted to chat about, Financial Peace University. That's from Dave Ramsey. Listeners may be familiar with him. We air his radio show right here on KCAP from 9 to midnight, Monday through Friday. But what is this? Aside from it being Dave Ramsey, what is Financial Peace University?
Well, you know, Financial Peace University is a collection of videos, online resources, workbooks, and things to help people really get a handle on their money. I mean, it's interesting to me that 89% of the people in the United States don't have a financial safety net. And if any financial emergency comes up and they're caught off guard by it. The other thing I found very interesting is that 66% of us don't even have a budget. So, you know, a budget is just a plan for where you're going to spend and save your money. And fortunately, you know, the old adage, no one fails to plan. We all just plan, or no one plans to fail. We all just fail to plan. So without a budget, we don't know where our money is going. And we're really just being dictated by the whims of the bills that we have. So Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University helps us get a handle on what we're doing there and help us get our finances under control.
Well, and so many of us are living paycheck to paycheck. I mean, so when the car breaks down or the furnace decides to quit, that's a really big deal.
Well, exactly. And that's one of the first baby steps that Dave has you do, is at least get $1,000 into the bank in order to help some of those, you know, those financial emergencies. The hot water heater goes out, the car breaks down. At least then you're not going deeper into debt trying to cover some of these, you know, costs of everyday life, and gives us a little bit of a financial resource to stay ahead. And that's one of the things that, you know, with Dave Ramsey, he's trying to help you do. And one of the things he'll always say is, you know, that you need to live like no others now, so later you can really live like no others. So yeah, you're not going to be caught up in as much in that material spend world, go into debt in order to get what you want, save for it, get it when you can afford to get it. So I think that's some of the basic lessons that he gives that are kind of life lessons for everyone, and especially moving forward, you know, as you're trying to make your way into adulthood, or if you're going from a retiree trying to you know, save the money up to retire.
And this is a multi-week course. Who is it for? Is this for anybody?
It really is. You know, I've led many of these courses, and it is at our Redeemer's Church. We will be meeting tonight, Thursday, at 6:45. It goes from January 10th to March 7th. And it's not just for our church members. The courses I've done, about half of the people attending are from the church, and the other half are just from the community. So it's really for anyone, and I would say anyone who's actually getting a paycheck. Dave has some great resources for younger kids, but for anyone that's, you know, getting a paycheck and wants to learn how to take care of bills and set up budgets, to the retirees. And I've had several retirees in my classes that, you know, really aren't ready for retirement yet, and it's right around the corner staring them in the face, and they weren't sure what to do. So at least when you take this course, you've got a plan of action and can take a look at how you're going to be able to retire.
So, Mark, this is at your church, but not necessarily a church program. Folks aren't going to go there and get preached to.
No, not at all. I'm the last person that would be preaching to you. I mean, yes, Dave does have some faith-based things in his program, but mostly this is just about finances. So, yes, we're holding it at the church because it's a great place. There's plenty of room there, and it's a nice place, central place to hold it at. But generally, no, this is just for anyone who wants to get their finances under control. And be able to, you know, save some money and be able to live a life free of the worry I mean, just think of all of the impact we could have on our community if everyone was debt free. How well marriages and families would be strengthened, you know, and people would then be able to give to the Helena community freely and not have to worry about it. So I think that's really why we're doing this at this Dave Ramsey's program. So.
We're talking with Mark Robertson this morning. Mark is going to be leading up or co-leading Financial Peace University. It's all starting tonight. Mark, you've been involved in this for a while. You yourself went through the program. How have you seen it change lives? Or maybe more personally, how has the knowledge that you've picked up changed your life?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that has changed my life. I mean, one of the stories, and Dave actually has this in one of the courses, but I actually saw it play out in front of me. It was interesting. A retired couple who was, you know, trying to get ahead, trying to get ready to retire. And when we sat down and did the budget, they found the exact same problem that Dave's couple found, was that they were going out to eat 5, 6 times, 7 times a week. And they found out they were basically eating their way through their retirement. They didn't have enough money left over, you know, to save or do some of the things that they needed to do but to be ready for retirement. So it was gratifying to be able to help a couple find something as simple as, you know, don't eat out every night, which you would think would be an easy thing to see. But until you put it down in a budget, you don't realize how much money you are spending when you're eating out. And I do remember the first time that after I took the course, and we had saved up money and went out on a family vacation to Disneyland. It was so gratifying to know that I had paid the entire vacation before I got back home. I didn't have those credit card bills coming back to haunt me for, you know, going to see Mickey Mouse and the amount of money you can spend there. So it was really gratifying to be able to take my family on a vacation and not have to worry about the finances after that. Also, I have a co-teacher, Marie Rausch, who teaches this to her business students. And she is going to be helping me with the younger crowd as well. And it's funny because we were talking about, you know, Dave Ramsey has an envelope system with cash, and not everybody of the younger generation carries a lot of cash around or works with cash. And so she was telling me about some tools that she has that she uses to get them into the envelope system, but still not stray too far from their normal purchasing habits. So it's going to be an exciting class, and I'm really excited to be able to be a part of this.
And this is something that is designed. I think when we start talking finances, for a lot of people, it doesn't take a long time for us to feel like we're out of our depth, right? Now you're talking about stuff I just don't understand. But this is something that it's been made very simple, very accessible for pretty much everybody.
It really is. And I think Dave does a great job of talking about baby steps, because really that's all it is we're trying to get people to do baby steps, something a little different than you did before, but not something crazy. And like I said, baby step one, let's try to get $1,000 into the bank and keep it there in savings, in order to, you know, to have a financial cushion in case something happens. The second baby step is let's pay off some debt. And let's start with the debt snowball. Let's try to get through the whatever credit card debt you have. And when you get one debt paid off, take that payment and add it to another. They're just small, easy things that we're not going to go through spreadsheets and, go through the percentages that you're paying in interest or anything like that. We're going to really do easy things that if you just change your mindset a little bit and follow Dave's instructions, you can be debt free. And in many cases, it's in less than, you know, in less than a year.
And as we've said, Mark, this all starts tonight. Can you give us the whens and the wheres of this and what people need to bring if they want to be a part of this thing?
Sure, Troy. Well, thanks. So it is tonight, the 10th at 6:45, and it's going to be held at Our Redeemer's Lutheran Church. That's at 3580 North Benton. And if they get to it early enough, they can just go to daveramsey.com/FPU. And then search for the group meeting here in Helena, and they should be able to find us. If they don't have a chance to get it done before, I mean, I know it's a little late notice, they can sure, you know, just come down. We'll go through the first meeting. It's kind of a get to know everyone kind of meeting, and then register for the next one, which will be the following week on the 17th. So, but it's going to be every night at 6:45 from now until March 7th.
So if they can't get there tonight, they can still head on down there next week and not really be too far behind, still get a lot out of the program.
No, exactly. You still get the vast majority out of the program, and depending, if we get quite a few, we'll do a really good recap on what's going on and what happened in the last week. So they won't be behind at all.
Mark Robertson, our guest this morning. Mark, thanks a lot for your time. Good luck with Financial Peace University.
Well, thank you so much, Troy. It was a pleasure being on, and enjoy the rest of your week.
Yeah, jump online, check that out. It's a great course, lots of great information. And if you want to find out more about Dave Ramsey, as I said, you can hear him right here on our station, KCAP. He's on every Monday through Friday from 9 to midnight. Lots of great information on that show as well. We've got more great information coming up for you on Coffee Break. It's just around the corner. Stick around. It's coming up after this. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk. Coffee Break is sponsored by Kelly DeWolf, your reverse mortgage funding specialist at 1422 Cedar Street, Helena. Kelly DeWolf, reverse mortgage specialist. For details, contact him at kellydewolf@reversefunding.com. Now, back to our show. Welcome back into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for sticking around today. Finishing out the show, Rosie Ayers and Mary Lee Larson. They're both with Grand Street Theater with the upcoming production. It's called Silent Sky. It opens in just a couple weeks, January 25th. It'll run through February 23rd. Ladies, thanks for getting up this morning. I've talked with enough theater folk to know that this is not a normal hour for you guys to be awake and functioning.
Yeah, thank you, Troy. No, it is not, but we are here nonetheless.
And coffee was involved.
Yes, right. Coffee was
caffeine
involved.
Caffeine is a good friend of ours here at Coffee Break. Rosie, you're now officially a frequent flyer because you were here to chat a bit back when you were doing the Every Brilliant Thing.
Correct,
and
yes.
And now you've switched. You're directing this time.
Yeah. Usually that is my role. And this is, I think, the fourth or fifth production that I have directed for Grand Street Theater. I love coming over here. I live in Missoula, but it's awfully delightful to come back to my hometown and direct at my favorite theater, Grand Street. And this play in particular, when I saw it on our season selection, I immediately was drawn to it. These strong, phenomenal women in our history at the turn of the century, making huge advancements in science and particularly in astrophysics.
Yeah. Well, and I want to point out before we jump into that, because I just found out during the break, very cool. You just mentioned it like it's no big deal. Mm-hmm. You're taking this Every Brilliant Thing across the state now. You've got a tour coming up.
Yeah. Coming this summer, we'll be in 44 communities, I think, around Montana is our hope. 50 performances is our goal. So I'll be on the road performing this
show.
So
if folks missed it, they've got a shot to chase you around and catch it again.
They do. They've got to chase me. I'm very fast.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be, it's going to be worth it. The chase will be worth it.
Yes.
Well, Mary Lee, we've run Rosie through her tale a bit the last time, so it's your turn now. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who's Mary Lee?
Oh, golly. Well,
I know, it's a very broad...
One of the few people that I know that was actually born in Helena, but I lived far away, lived in Seattle and Colorado and Sweden and traveled to Italy frequently, and heck, I'm also a director, mm-hmm. so I picked Rosie, let's put it that way. Before I left on my last Italian tour, I saw... Silent Sky on the roster, and I said, I think I'm going to audition for that because I had just seen Rosie in Every Brilliant Thing. And I liked what I saw. And I also liked what I heard because I've seen several of the shows that she's directed at Grand mm-hmm. Street.
Well, and Silent Sky, that is this one. We're going to dig into a bit, but why was this something that you wanted to be a part of, mm-hmm. this particular, aside from the amazingness,
sure.
I'm just making up words of Rosie.
Of the amazingness of Rosie. On the one hand, when I direct a show, if it's a small ensemble cast, I'm drawn to it, and this is. There are only four women and one man. You can really kind of dig deep into what's behind the characters and develop them genuinely into real human beings, it seems. Mm-hmm. And then I was also really fascinated with both the cutting edge technology that these women were working with in, this was in the 1890s and all through up until about 1920. And why was this science important? And why were these women, they were working in an all women's group mm-hmm. at the Harvard Observatory. And so just those little plot elements fascinated me, and I wanted to be involved. And I read the show, too. I was Jeff Downing, our artistic director, sent me an electronic version of it. I read it and thought, oh, I want to be that woman. But I wanted to be Wilhelmina Fleming, who's Scottish and angry and laughing
she's the
all
fun
the time.
One.
Right. And so when I got cast, I got cast as kind of the bossy one. Right. And I went home and I said, Doug, I get to be really bossy. He said, typecasting.
Right.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, that's awesome. So this is a true story. It's based on a true story,
yes,
at least. It's about a woman named Henrietta Leavitt. She goes from pretty comfortable rural home in the Midwest and takes a job at the Harvard Observatory. Tell us a little bit. I mean, you're not Henrietta, but you direct Henrietta. So why don't you tell us, Rosie, a little bit about Henrietta?
Yeah, Henrietta Swan Leavitt. She's a Wisconsin farm girl who actually was able to go to Radcliffe. There weren't a lot of options for women, even when they went to college, what to do afterwards. You know, they became teachers or homemakers. Mm-hmm. They didn't have opportunities. And at the time, women weren't allowed at Harvard. So this perfect time in history when... Dr. Pickering fired all of his male lab workers and hired his housekeeper, which was Wilhelmina Fleming, a great Scottish gal. And she stocked the entire place full of women who were cheaper to hire than men were, but just as smart, if not a little smarter.
Yeah.
So the women weren't even allowed to touch the Great Refractor Telescope yet. They were doing this cutting-edge work with photometry at that time, which is taking photographs of the stars in a particular way.
And they got to look at the photographs. Mm-hmm. They didn't get to actually look at the equipment that took those photographs, essentially, right?
Yeah. So Henrietta, she started seeing these great patterns. She was the first one to discover the Cepheids and how they pulsed and why they pulsed. And essentially, her research led to the first... ability to measure the distance between us and these stars.
Yeah, other galaxies.
Yeah, which told us that we were not alone. It was the first evidence that we are not alone, that we are not the only galaxy, that there are many other out there, perhaps billions.
Yeah, echoes of Hidden Figures, the movie that came out recently.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Henrietta, a woman who was obviously very smart, very ambitious, dropped into... as you said, there weren't many options and dropped into, hey, this is a dream job. And then you get in there and you go, wait, but I can't do anything?
Yeah.
She basically counted stuff, right? Yeah. I mean, that's what her job was supposed to be.
Yeah. And every one of these women went beyond the expectation or even the limitations. And that's really what this story is about. It's the same story that we've been telling in every different form about how people bust out of their limits and make... some of the most beautiful advancements in our scientific, artistic, and humanitarian efforts.
Right. And this isn't a boring, I don't want people to get the idea this is like a biopic or bioplay, I guess, right? I mean, there's some fun interaction, especially with the two other women in the computer room, they called it. Mary Lee, you're the boss.
I am the boss. And so I keep trying to, the one male character that's in this play who... He keeps interjecting himself and distracting the women, which is what men do, right?
Yeah,
right.
It's true.
And so there,
we
there
distract
is,
ourselves.
That's right.
Really, like,
there's
let's be
a
honest.
Little love relationship that is blossoming between Henrietta Leavitt and Peter Shaw. Peter Shaw was, and he is, maybe he's not technically a historical figure, but he's based on a few different people. He was Dr. Pickering's assistant, and he keeps coming in because you know he works there too. And there, you can see over the course of maybe the first. A quarter of the play, this little romance that's blossoming between Henrietta and Peter. And my character is all about business, all about the work, and she's trying to keep those two apart. It doesn't work. Of course it doesn't. It's romance.
Well, and that's what makes it fun is because we're talking about the historical stuff and the great things that she did, but you weave in, just like life, I suppose, there's threads of the love story and there's threads of obligations to her family back in the Midwest. And there's lots of different things pulling her attention. And how do I navigate this whole thing?
Yeah, one of her dilemmas is that she's so keen on the work that she's doing that she doesn't really want to be distracted by a love relationship, but she also doesn't want to be distracted by the pull, as you said, of her family back home. And at one point in the play, maybe I don't want to spoiler alert, she has to go back and essentially gets yanked away from this essential work that she's doing. And, you know, that's another thing that, that we're grappling with, is always having to decide where do we put our passions, mm-hmm. and how do we meet our obligations to our family and to ourselves. So, yeah, that's a it's very contemporary in that way.
Well, and
yeah.
a fun story, too, it sounds like, where you start off as the stickler.
Oh, absolutely.
And this is how things run, and this is what we're supposed to do. And she sort of wheedles her way into your heart a little bit and
absolutely.
Changes you.
So Henrietta, she's got just an indefatigable personality and joie de vivre about her. So she starts to work her magic on me, and my character develops into somebody who really becomes, well, they call her a firebrand, that she goes out and starts, she becomes a suffragette and mm-hmm. marches in Washington, D.C.
So Henrietta changed, I mean, not just astronomy, I mean, through what she did in your life, your character's life, she changed other aspects as well, or helped change.
Yes,
anyway.
She helped me open up to the other possibilities in the world.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's such a cool story. And it's a play that's entertaining, but it keeps the crowd, I'm guessing, you know, intellectually involved as well, right? I mean,
absolutely.
That's the goal.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And we all have some relationship to astronomy, whether it's just simple stargazing, the first constellation we could identify, our basic knowledge about the stars, or whether you're advanced in astrophysics. We had a professor come in from Carroll College, Kelly Klein, who mm-hmm. is one of the most brilliant and
you
hilarious
talk about
people.
Caffeinated.
Oh, yeah.
Right. He's naturally caffeinated,
he
Kelly
is. Naturally caffeinated and adorable. Hilarious. And I learned more in the hour that we spent with him, where he was passionately talking about astronomy, than I did in an entire semester of college astronomy. He was brilliant and made me want to even know more. But it gave us all that sense that we have always been connected to the stars. We've always been connected to this this information from the time we started learning about it in kindergarten, the basic knowledge that we got in high school about what these stars and planets are made up of, and how many advancements we've made in the last even 20 years. It's, you know, we've tripled the amount of information that we know out there.
Yeah, I mean, who hasn't at some point just looked up at the sky and you just pause for a minute and mm-hmm. go, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody can connect because of that. And this is a really cool story. It's called Silent Sky. It's kicking off at Grand Street in just a couple of weeks. So get in, get your tickets, because mm-hmm. it's only going to be out there for a month and then it's gone.
Yeah.
So not every show is going to go on the road this summer. So this is one you want to get. Can they just jump on online, go to the box office, that sort of thing?
Absolutely, yeah. Grand Street's web presence is very heavy. So Facebook or right on our web street, grandstreettheater.com. Easy to get tickets.
So before we run out of time, we got about a minute and a half left. I don't know who wants to take it, but what's it been like to be able to be part of this story? It's entertaining, but it's also really important, and that it's sharing a story that not a lot of people know.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this play really is a telescope. It bends light and uses mirrors to refocus this little piece in history, and it unifies us through talking about love, passion, our relationships to each other, and just that awe that you feel when you look up in the sky and feel how small you are, yet how infinite we all are.
And how connected we all are.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was a good summary right there at the end. You just five words and there you go.
We are all connected.
How do we find out? We got a few seconds. How do we find out about every brilliant thing when it's on the road? How do we find out where and when and that sort of thing?
Well, excellent. We'll definitely have a little tab on our website at Grand Street Theater so that you can follow us and find out exactly what we're doing and where we are. And if you're in a rural community, know someone in a rural community that you think needs that information or wants to bring the play to them, contact Cal Poole at Grand Street Theater.
We're podcasting the mm-hmm. show now. On the weekends, I've been putting up an old show. I'll see if I can pull up our Every Brilliant Thing interview. I'll throw that up there this weekend for listeners going, what is Every Brilliant Thing? Why are we talking about this? I'll throw that interview up online this weekend. Yeah. So you can get online, get on kcap.com, click on the Coffee Break podcast, and you can listen to Rosie talk about that, because that also a very important story and one that I think a lot of people should check out. So Rosie Ayres, Mary Lee Larison with Grand Street Theater. It's Silent Sky. It's opening in just 2 weeks, January 25th, runs through February 23rd. Head on down there to the box office, pick up your tickets, get online, order them that way. But don't miss out because it's going to be a fantastic show. Ladies, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Troy.
Thank you, Troy.
I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Coffee Break, brought to you by News Radio 95 KCAP and sponsored by Kelly DeWolf, your reverse mortgage funding specialist at 1422 Cedar Street, Helena. Kelly DeWolf, reverse mortgage funding specialist. Kelly DeWolf at reversefunding.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.